Today we're going to be in the book of Job, and we're going to try to answer the question, why did Job have to suffer? Now, trouble comes into every life, and I think when a real tragedy takes place, or a real crisis takes place, and you're having to suffer, it has to be traced back to one of three things, and not necessarily in this order, but one reason is that Satan has attacked. And that's what's going to happen today as we look at the book of Job. The second reason is it's judgment, God's judgment for our own sin. Now, a lot of people like to jump on this on every occasion. Every time you have trouble in your life, people like to blame it on your sin. And that is not always true. Sometimes it is. And then the third area is that you have just fallen under God's sovereignty. It's not a result of your sin. It's not Satan attacking, but literally God is allowing you to suffer, and it's going to be for God's glory. God means it for good. Joseph would be a good example. Joseph was not taken into slavery, sold into slavery by his brothers because of his sin. He wasn't sold into slavery because of Satan's attack. He was sold into slavery because God meant it for good. And God took that suffering of Joseph and raised him up to be a giant for God and to save many people. So there's three areas. One, Satan's attack. Two, a judgment for your own sin. And then three, God has literally allowed you, chosen you, to suffer for his glory. But today, I want to talk about Satan's attack and why did God allow Satan to attack Job. So I want you to turn in your Bible. I'm going to read chapter 1 beginning at verse 10. Job chapter 1 beginning at verse 10. The Bible says, "Hast thou not made a hedge about him?" Satan's talking to God here. "Have you not put a hedge around Job and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." Then Satan says to God, "But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face." So Satan says, if you allow me to touch him, if you cause harm to him, he'll curse you, God. And verse 12, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power, Satan. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So God says, now, Satan, I'm going to allow you to attack Job. The only qualification here is you can't attack him personally. You can attack his possessions, you can attack his family, but not him personally. Then in verse 18, it says, "While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. I only am escaped alone to tell thee." So Satan attacks Job's family. He loses his children. He loses much of his wealth. His wife later says, "Why don't you curse God and die?" But Job didn't do that. And I want to look today at why God allowed Job to suffer. And the obvious is you and I must look at the same reasons. If Satan is attacking, why would God allow us to suffer? Number one, let's read chapter 1, verse 9. It says, "Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for nothing? There's no reason to fear God because, God, you're protecting him. You've put a hedge around him. You've protected his house on every side. You've blessed the work of his hands. You've increased his wealth." And then verse 11, he says, "But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face." Here is the first reason why I think God allowed Satan to attack Job. He allowed him to attack Job to silence Satan. Satan's making these bold accusations. He's saying Job will curse you. Job will reject you. So God allows Satan to attack him. And the result is Satan is silenced because Job doesn't curse God. Job doesn't turn his back on God. Job doesn't hate God. And the result is Satan in this instance is silenced. I wonder if Satan would do the same with you and me. If he would attack us, would we curse God? Would we turn our back on God? Would we quit following God? Well, I hope not. If we continued to follow God, regardless of what the trouble was, the result would be Satan would be silenced. Number two, I want you to turn to Job chapter 42. I'm going to read verse 5. Verse 5 says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Now this is Job talking to God. God, I've heard about you, but now I see you. I don't think Job would have seen God in this light had he not been attacked by Satan. So here's the second reason God allowed Job to be attacked, that he, Job, could see God. How much do you want to know God? How important is it to you to see God in your life? How important? Well, God lets Job here see God. It would not have happened had he not gone through this tremendous suffering. In verse 6, we find a third reason. Verse 6 says, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job says, I despise myself. When did he say it? After he saw God. When he saw God, he says, I despise myself and I repent in dust and ashes. Remember when Isaiah saw God at the throne and he said, oh, and he was so convicted of his sin. When we see God, we have an opportunity to see where we are spiritually, because God is holy and God is righteous and God is pure. And Job here, when he sees God in verse 5, he says, oh, I despise myself when I see the pureness and the holiness, the goodness of God Almighty. So a third reason that God allowed Job to suffer and to be attacked by Satan was that Job could see himself. Wouldn't it be sad to live the whole Christian life and never really see ourselves the way we really are? The fourth reason is found in the very next verse, Job 42, verse 7. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. The fourth reason that God allowed Satan to attack was for Job's friends to learn not to judge. After judging Job, you know, over and over and over again, the friends said to Job, you know why you're suffering, Job? Because you're a sinner, because of your sin. See, they took the option here that I mentioned earlier, that so many people accuse you of suffering because of your sin. Now, that can be correct, but you're going to know that when you pray and ask God, am I suffering because of my sin? But they took that option. Job says, no, that's not right. That is not the reason I'm suffering. I know I'm right with God, but they wouldn't believe it. So here in verse 7, God speaks to the friends, and he says, you are guilty of accusing Job and judging him, and you were wrong. Number 5, let's look at verse 10. It says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The fifth reason God allowed Job to be attacked by Satan was for Job to learn to pray for his critics, not to attack them, but to pray for them. That's pretty difficult, isn't it? I don't think it would have happened had Job not gone through this trial. But because he had been through it, because he had seen himself the way he really was, even though he realizes now that he was being attacked by Satan, he realizes he's a vile sinner. And only by the grace of God does he have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So here he learns to pray for his friends and for his critics. And then finally, the final reason I have here why Job was attacked by Satan, why God allowed it, is again found in verse 10. Let's read it again. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Reason number 6, all things work together for good. Job received a double blessing here because he learned how to pray for his critics, pray for his friends. He saw himself as he really was. He had silenced Satan with his testimony. His friends had learned not to judge. He had learned all these things, and now he is able to look back and say, you know what? For those that love God, all things work together for good. My dear friend, sometimes we look at life through a peephole. If you can envision this, a circus is coming down Main Street of your town, and you're not able to get up on the front row, but you climb up to a fence and you look at the circus through a peephole. You don't see what's going before, and you can't see what's coming after. All you can see is what is directly in front of you. That's the way some people live their Christian life. All they see is what's happening right now. But after all these things happen to Job, he is able to see that God works out all things together for good. My friend, Jesus Christ is working in your life today. If you've never trusted him as Savior, do so today.